Blackstone Audio presents Lifeblood by P. N. Elrod. Chapter 1. Chicago, September 1936.
Be a sport, I said to the bartender, not quite meeting his eye. I'm nursing a broken heart.
Yeah, yeah, he replied, and continued polishing a glass with a gray rag.
No fooling. I got the money.
And I fumbled 5 singles from my shirt pocket and let them flutter onto the damp black wood of the bar.
Come on, that's worth a bottle, ain't it? I won't make no trouble.
You can make book on it. He had a right to be confident. We were nearly the same height, but I'm on the lean side, and he was built like a steam shovel and just as solid. He thought he could take care of me. He stopped polishing the glass and put it down next to the bills. I smiled and tried to look friendly, which was a hell of an act under the circumstances. This was one of those cheaper-than-2-bit dives where you take your life in your hands just by going to the men's room. From the smell of things, the facilities were located just outside the front door against the wall of the building. Gentlemen on the left, ladies. I renewed my hopeful smile and rustled the bills temptingly. He looked at them, then gave me a fishy eye, gauging my apparent drunkenness against the lure of the money. It was a slow night, and the money won. His hand made a move for it, but mine was a little faster and covered 3 of Washington's portraits first.
Wise guy, he said, and took a bottle of the cheap stuff down from the shelf behind him.
Hell, it was all cheap, but that hardly mattered to me. I only wanted an excuse to hang around.